Hello, West Liberty. This is Alex. You are listening to WGLZ. We are college radio, and we are passionately vocal. Welcome to Students with Stories, the second part of the four-part series titled Passionately Vocal. Today, I have Reagan Vinskovich with me. She's a member of the West Liberty women's basketball team and is here to reflect on her outstanding high school basketball career. During her time as one of the stars for the Union Local Jets, Reagan averaged an impressive 22.4 points per game and 12 rebounds per game as a senior and was in the running for the Ohio Miss Basketball Award in 2023. She finished her high school career with a remarkable 2,046 points and 1,076 rebounds, setting the all-time record at Union Local High School for both boys and girls basketball in both statistical categories. Reagan was also the ninth player in Ohio Valley Athletic Conference history to surpass 2,000 points in girls basketball. A standout across the board, she earned first-team All-Ohio Division III honors all 4 years, co-captained the All-Valley team, was a four-time first-team All-OVAC selection, and a four-time All-Ohio District 12 selection. She also represented Union Local in the OVAC All-Star Game and played on the South team in the Ohio North-South All-Star Game. In her junior season, Reagan helped guide the Jets to their first-ever appearance in the Ohio Division III Final Four. Reagan, are you ready to rewind time and relive some of the great moments from your high school career?
Yes, I'm ready.
All right, let's get started then. So as a senior, you averaged 22.4 points and 12 rebounds per game, which is a double-double per game. That's insane. What kind of mindset did you bring to each game to consistently perform at that level, and how did you keep pushing yourself through the grind of your final high school season?
So I think going into my senior year, my head coach had a lot to do with what I was able to contribute to the team. He took a lot of time one-on-one with me just to kind of like tweak little parts of my game that would really help our team and myself with all of my goals that I wanted to reach. So I think going in with the mindset of like, I've worked so hard for this, and I know that my team has also worked really hard for everything, that we just kind of wanted to like capitalize on that and take advantage of every chance of success we could have.
What was your reaction to being nominated as a finalist for the Ohio Miss Basketball Award?
So I actually did not know what the Ohio Miss Basketball Award even was. And I remember grabbing my phone out of the locker room that night that they announced it and just seeing a bunch of Twitter notifications that I had been nominated for something. So I obviously had no idea what it was. I click on the notifications. So we're all like looking it up, trying to figure out what it was, seeing the list of people. And when I read the list, I saw like a couple familiar names that I had obviously played with throughout my years of AAU. So I kind of put the pieces together and realized it was something that I was like supposed to be proud of and definitely a cool thing to be nominated for.
As you said, a list of the nominees for the award was released, that release date being on March 1st. The winner would be announced a week later on March 8th. While waiting to find out who the winner would be, you had to play two playoff games, one being a regional semifinal against Wheelersburg, who you beat 56-45, then a regional final game against Fairland, who you barely escaped 69-67. I have to imagine you were a little anxious, so did this recognition change how you approached and played in those two games?
I definitely think having this recognition did give me a little bit of a confidence boost, knowing that in other people's eyes I was put like in a similar category as some of the other people that I had kind of looked up to during my high school career. So I definitely think that helped, especially going against Fairland, knowing that I was playing against somebody that I had also played AAU with and knowing how good she was. So I definitely think that kind of gave me the boost that I needed. And then along with like a couple players on my team were also like super excited to know that I had like been nominated for that. And they also got that confidence boost like in me to like trust what I could do too.
So you graduated from Union Local as the all-time leader in points with 2,046 and rebounds with 1,076. Both are an all-time record at UL for boys and girls. What's that mean to you to hold those records?
I think in the bigger picture, it was definitely something, knowing that I was leading for boys and girls, something to be proud of, because like that's just a very rare thing and nobody from my school has ever gotten to the 2,000 point mark. So it's definitely cool to be the first one to do that, like having my name being the one that everybody knows for that. So that was definitely something that was really important to me. And then like also one of my teammates, Tori Keldow, was like up very close with me. So it was cool that we were both on the same team and both able to have success together instead of just one or the other.
Yeah, that's always nice when you got multiple players who are, you know, really, really good. Your team gets a lot of options to go to on the floor during games. So I'd like to think that you knew as you were chasing down 2,000 points. You were trying to etch your name in another record book, and ultimately you did reach the 2,000-point mark, becoming just the ninth player in OVAC girls basketball history to do so. So during the chase, did you feel any pressure to live up to that achievement?
Really, the only pressure I felt surrounding the whole situation was from myself, because I had told one of my teammates my freshman year, just randomly, like out of the blue, that I wanted to score 2,000 points. And it was just like a random thing to say. Like, there was no like conversation leading up to it. I just thought like that would be really cool. So I think the only pressure was from myself. Like, nobody else had really like expected me to get that or like said that I needed to do that, whatever. Like, it was never really anything that anybody else put on me. It was definitely something that I put on myself to try and take on.
So you also had 4 first-team All-Ohio Division III honors, 4 first-team All-OVAC selections, and 4 All-Ohio District 12 selections. All, obviously, are great recognitions, but sometimes one means a little bit more than another. Is that the case here, or do you cherish each of those selections equally?
I definitely think that the All-Ohio Division III honors were definitely like the ones I was most proud of throughout the whole thing, because it's just such a large group of people, and then they get narrowed down and narrowed down into specific teams. So I think that was what I like prided myself most in. And then my senior year for the District 12 selections, I ended up being the District 12 Player of the Year, and that was probably one of like my favorite moments, because I got to be like on the top of the whole selection process.
Yeah, that's an incredible achievement in itself. So last question before we head into the break. You got to represent Union Local in 2 All-Star games your senior year, the first one being the OVAC All-Star game and then the second one being the Ohio North-South All-Star game. How did it feel to compete with and against some of the best players from across the valley and state? And how was playing in these games different than the experiences from your regular high school season games?
So during the OVAC All-Star game, it was definitely like a fun experience getting to play with like a couple of the local girls that I've played with most of my life growing up. So it's definitely fun to just one last time play together, and especially getting like one last chance to play with one of my former teammates from Union Local, Emily Kellaway. So that was definitely fun to just do that one last time. And then the Ohio North-South game, that one was definitely like a different experience, because we ended up staying like overnight at a hotel, do like practice and conditioning like a couple days before, like leading up to the game. And then when we finally got to the game, it was a huge crowd, and definitely like it was very more like a lot more of a serious setting for that game. We ended up winning by I think 1 point, but I thought that game was way more fun than like a lot of the high school games we had experienced, just because it was so close and the competition was so even. So that was definitely like a big difference just compared to regular high school games.
Well, it seems like those were very different from your regular games, and I'm glad you got to play in those and you enjoyed playing in those. And so you guys who are tuned in currently are listening to Students with Stories, which is part 2 of the 4-part series titled Passionately Vocal. I'm your host, Alex, and I've got Reagan Venskovich here in the studio talking about some of the highlight moments of her high school basketball career. We're going to go ahead and take a short break, but coming up, Reagan will be talking about the Final Four run Union Local made during her junior year. You are listening to WGLZ. We are college radio, and we are passionately vocal.
Hello, this is Scott Moldy, the Sports Information Director at West Liberty. You're listening to WGLZ 91.5 FM. We are college radio, and we are passionately vocal.
Welcome back, West Liberty. This is Alex. You are listening to WGLZ. We are college radio, and we are passionately vocal. Currently, you're listening to Students with Stories, which is part 2 of the 4-part series titled Passionately Vocal. I'm your host, Alex, and I've got Reagan Venskovich sitting across from me talking about her high school basketball career. It's time to talk about the historic Final Four run her and her team made back during the 2021-2022 season. And we're going to lead into this first question by reflecting on your sophomore season. Union Local lost just 5 games that year, but got bounced by Fort Frye in the district final. How long did that loss linger in your mind, and did it provide a little extra motivation for the coming season?
So I think after the Fort Frye loss, it definitely like flipped a switch in my head. I was pretty mad about the loss because it was a close game and we definitely like could have won. We just had a little couple things we did a little bit wrong, but I think that did just give me a little bit of extra like motivation to like not let that happen again. I never wanted to like feel that situation again.
So heading into your junior year, you had to know you had a special group. What separated that specific group of players from the others that you had played with during your freshman and sophomore seasons?
I definitely think the key factor was the experience. During my freshman year, we had no seniors. And then my sophomore year, we only had one senior. So I think going into my junior year, we had a lot of seniors. So that was definitely good. So we could learn from them. Our younger ones could also learn. And then having me, Tori, and Emily, like having played varsity, definitely really helped us like separate that gap from a lot of teams that we've played like throughout that season.
Union Local absolutely dominated in the regular season, only losing 3 games. Of all the wins, only 4 were decided by 15 points or less. So it's pretty easy to tell that in the games you won, most of the time UL was just the better team. What did the losses teach you guys, though?
I think the losses were definitely good learning points for us because we started off our season with Worthington Christian and ended up losing that game. That one, I don't think we took as much to heart. It was our very first game of the season, so we weren't, like, super concerned. It wasn't the end of the world, but definitely, like, could learn from that. Lindsley was definitely one that really, I remember everybody being really mad after that game. That one really hurt. That was the night I scored my 1,000th point. So it was, like, kind of exciting, but the loss just kind of, like, took that away at the same time because it was just not a very good game on our end. And then the Wheeling Park game was definitely a fight the entire game. But I think us being stuck playing a lot of teams that we were just a lot better than, we kind of got used to just kind of like playing a little more laid back. And I think playing against these better teams really exploits the things that your team isn't good at. And I think it's good to have that experience throughout your season.
Yeah, I have to agree with that. Sometimes you know you have a good group and you kind of just like lay off the gas. But in reality, every game is different. You always have to be playing at your best. Otherwise, you may get beat by somebody you're probably not supposed to be beat by. So at what point in the season did your team realize, hey, we have a really, really good team here. We might have a shot at a very long playoff run.
I don't think we really realized what we could do until the tournament started and we started like we just were winning and then our practices started changing. Like we started playing against guys, like we really started taking it more serious once the playoffs started and we saw like what we could actually do under pressure. And I think that gave us some confidence to know that we could make a move.
You mentioned you guys kind of changed up what you were doing at practice. So what were the vibes like at practice in the regular season compared to the playoffs?
During regular season, it was a lot of learning, like going through plays constantly, like breaking things down. But I think during the playoffs, we really switched up what we were doing. The men's team ended up like their season ended. So they started practicing with us. And I remember a couple people that like of the men's team that graduated in 2021 also came back to practice with us, too. So that was definitely helpful to have like actual practice players instead of just like our JV players. We had some more experienced players to kind of get us ready in the game's mindset of playing against people that are definitely like a lot bigger, a lot stronger. So I think that really prepared us for the playoffs.
In the district games, once the playoffs had started, you blew by Buckeye Local, then you demolished Barnesville, and then you beat Morgan pretty easily. In the district final, you almost got tripped up by Tuscarawas Valley, but luckily you didn't. Then you get to the regional games. In the semifinal, you beat Wheelersburg. Then in the regional final, you met Fairfield. It was 67-67 with 30 seconds left. Can you recall what happened in those final 30 seconds?
So towards the end of the game, I remember it being very close game, obviously tied. And I remember Tori going in. She shoots a layup. It ends up not going in. It kind of fumbles around, almost goes out of bounds. I run, grab the ball, and then just kind of, I think I like kind of tripped up over somebody, but ended up getting it by the wing and driving. Ended up making my layup and getting fouled. And then ended up going to shoot the free throw, but ended up missing it. And then Fairland ends up getting the rebound and getting a shot off, but they didn't end up making it. So, and the game ended our way, but it was definitely very stressful in that last 30 seconds. And then me being able to be the one to make that game-winning shot was definitely very exciting and a good confidence boost going into the next game.
Truly a dramatic end to a thrilling game. And as much as I hate to bring bad memories up, I have to ask, can you talk about the loss to Purcell Marion in the state final game?
So during the Final Four game, it was definitely like a dream experience for all of us. Like we had all been playing on the same team since we were in kindergarten, since we all like have been at Union Local. And I think it was definitely like a culture shock for us to play against a team like Purcell Marion that can get like a wider range of like recruiting people because Union Local doesn't do that. So we weren't familiar with that. So they definitely had like a very well-rounded team, much deeper bench. So I think that was a little bit different for us because we had really never gone up against somebody like that. But as sad as it was definitely like a really good experience, a lot of good exposure. And I think playing against a lot of those girls in that game prepared me for what college basketball was going to be like, of things not always going my way, playing against people that are obviously really good, well-rounded teams with deeper benches. Like, I think it was a really good experience for all of us. And even though it was a very sad game, like, it was definitely something that we should be proud of.
And one of Purcell Marion's key players was Dee Alexander. Do you remember what playing against her was like?
I remember thinking, like, going into the game, we kind of thought, like, we really have to, like, lock in on her. She's our main focus. She's just one of those players that it's, like, if she's going, like, if she has her mindset on something, she's able to pull it off. Like, she's just one of those that has, like, that crazy athleticism. So it was definitely something we were kind of, like, nervous. We've never played against somebody like that. Like, usually it was our team being the one that we had the star players. So it was definitely, like, very, very different to have to go against somebody like Dee and have to, like, really key in on her and focus on her. And not so much forget about the rest of her team, but, like, she was definitely their key player.
Yeah, for sure. For anybody who doesn't know, Dee Alexander had at least 30 offers, and that may be even more at the time of this interview. So last question for you, Reagan. All season long, Union Local had a target on its back. The Jets really were the team to beat, especially in this area. Though by the end of the year, UL had cultivated the support of the entire Ohio Valley. What was it like to have this entire area supporting you and cheering you on?
I think it was definitely very cool for us to see how many people really were fans of us, because obviously when you're playing against them, they're going to cheer against you, whatever. But after the game, like, we'd all shake hands and there was definitely no bad blood. A lot of us were friends with a lot of the girls from the other teams. So it was definitely cool for them to, like, our opponents to be on our side towards the end of it. Like, it was definitely like a full circle moment of, like, what all, like, what the Ohio Valley sports, like, what it should be about. Everybody supporting everybody. And I know that if it was another team in this situation, like, Union Local would have been right along with everybody else, like, supporting them. So it was definitely, like, a really good full circle moment to see everybody and all the support.
Reagan, thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule and coming here to share the memories you made during your high school basketball career. It was truly an honor and a privilege to sit here and talk with you today. But unfortunately, we do have to put an end to this episode of Students with Stories. My name's Alex, and it's time to get back to the music. You are listening to WGLZ, and we are college radio, and we are passionately vocal.